Whitetoong.net. WHITETOOLONG.net is the website. Or just go to Substack.com and type in White Too Long or Robert P. Jones and it'll pop up. Robert P. Jones is his Twitter handle. Robert, welcome to the program. I'm going to ask you to kind of hold my hand here because it normally one of the things that makes me crazy as an author myself is when I'm being interviewed by somebody who's not read my book, although that's probably 90% of the interviews that I end up doing, where people are interviewing me. And I have not received your book from your publicist yet. We were hoping to get it before we did this, so I haven't had a chance to go through it. So I'm going to have to ask you to kind of walk me through it. First of all, let's start with the premise of the book. You want to lay that out for us?
Sure. No apologies for that, but I will. Yeah, we'll walk through it. The book is The Hidden Roots of White Supremacy and the Past of Shared American Future. And I basically am looking to trace this entanglement of kind of white supremacy and American democracy back to its roots. So I am looking back and I trace it back really to 1493. So not 1776, not even 1619, but even further back to 1493.
Christopher Columbus.
And you know, what's significant about that, it's not 1492, you know, the year that we all learned that Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but it's 1493 because that's the year that he actually goes back after encountering, these undiscovered lands, quote unquote, and undiscovered people. And he is getting permission and authority to go back with more soldiers, more missionaries, and to claim these lands, for Spain and for the Christian church. And one of the places he goes to get that authority is not only Ferdinand and Isabella, but he goes to the head of the Christian church who issues a document that became part of what's now known as the Doctrine of Discovery, that essentially says, look, if you have encountered any non-Christian people, and that's the critical designation, if you encounter any non-Christian people occupying lands, then you have the permission of the and blessing of the church to occupy those lands, to steal their goods. And even this language is in the document. This is a document, issued from the head of the Christian church at the time, that says, and to reduce their persons to perpetual slavery. Like, that is actually in the document that that Columbus receives from the Christian church. And so I'm a religion scholar by training. And I have to confess, like, even before doing the deep research on this book, this was not something that I had, in my repertoire as something significant for how the dial was set for the entanglement of religion, white supremacy, and its relationship to democracy in this country.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the doctrine of discovery and that moment in time and all that, but I did not recall. Now I remember, now that you've reminded me, that particular phrase was in there. So, and Columbus, Columbus wrote actually it was Miguel Cueno, I believe it's pronounced, his right-hand guy, wrote quite a few letters back and diaries about Columbus trying to do the slave routine and how the Indians resisted being enslaved and how Indian women would commit suicide rather than give childbirth, do childbirth. Eventually his brother Bartholomew Columbus, did the census over about a decade there and documented basically the extinction of the Taino people, at least in what we now call Haiti, or the Dominican Republic. Where he first landed. What does this? Where do you go from there in with your book? How does this set the stage for example, the genocide of Native Americans and the introduction of slavery into North America?
Yeah, well, one of the things I'm trying to do in the book is actually to hold these things together, to hold together the history of African Americans in this country, the history of indigenous people in this country, and the connective tissue and the through line is European encounters and the relationship between people of European descent and those people. These are, in American history, I think, often told in siloed ways. We have African American history, we have Native American history, but we often don't see these things together in one story. So one of the ways I do it is I tell the story through three communities. So one in Mississippi, one in Minnesota, one in Oklahoma, three very different areas of the country with very different histories, but try to connect up, these histories together. And what we really see is that, we may know generally about the genocide and forced migration of Native Americans on the Trail of Tears. We certainly know about and have come more front and center in the last few years as a result of the Black Lives Matter movement, the history of, the enslavement and later segregation, oppression of African Americans in this country. But we often, again, don't see these things together. So, in Mississippi, I'm from Mississippi. I tell the story of Emmett Till, but against the backdrop of the story of indigenous people in the country, and that, you really do see this connection, especially if you ask the question, how do we get a society, where two men murder a 14-year-old African-American boy who's down visiting his relatives in Mississippi simply for whistling at a white woman, who torture him and kill him, and then are acquitted within a matter of an hour by a jury of all white men, and then later confess to the crime? Like, how do we get a society that's like that? And, I think we often hold our hands up and say, like, yeah, I can't understand it. But when you really see that the same motivations for setting up the Jim Crow South would go backwards to crushing Reconstruction, to the Confederacy, to the enslavement of African Americans, and then even before that, to genocide and forced removal of Native Americans from those lands. Through line of all of that is this idea that really does stem from the doctrine of discovery from the 15th century, and is this basic idea still with us today, that the belief that these lands were guaranteed by God and designated by God to be a kind of promised land for European Christians. And if you really believe that, the whole colonial project, the whole enslavement project fits into that worldview. And still today, there's the sense that, that is who this country is for.
listening to From the Basement on WRCT 88.3 FM. In addition to From the Basement, WRCT also hosts Liquid Means Rewind. Liquid Means Rewind and Gunshot Means Forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in Liquid Means Rewind Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear some of the finest selection of hip-hop, house, techno, jungle, dub, and more, hosted by Big Cashew.
Hi, we're here for the private...
Welcome to Joyce Manor.
Found myself down at the Arab bar. For the second time this year, wrote my song down, gave it to the guy. Then went to grab another beer. Sonya's going to the parking lot. Probably gonna smoke. I'd go.
Those last three songs were Hard to Say Goodbye by Washed Out from their album Mr. Mellow, followed by Last of You Heard of Me from Joyce Manor, and the one we just heard was Respect from Muncie Girls, album from Kaplan to Belize. Up next is Vessel by Yacht Club.
Lying at the foot of all in, done in, that able ring, invented you.
Got a few pop songs for you today. You like that one? That's Blood and Butter by Caroline Polachek, featuring PC Music acolyte Danny L. Harrell. Up next, we've got my favorite song from one of my favorite albums last year. It's Blue Crush Angel from the album Spider by Swedish artists White Armor and Blade. Just get a little bit of pain. Folklore and fame, bury these for the aim. She's called by up, several, several stars. Trouble of blood, I drop, holding the near good luck. Still the same, but I grew up from whatever that was. Still the same, me don't touch, dreaming it, dreaming it does. Coming on top again, hope I don't flop again. Come on, my back, my friend, hope for a memorable end. What happens, happen, just gotta live the pain. Do folklore and fame, bury these for the aim. She's called by up, several, several stars. Trouble of blood, I drop, all in the name of good luck. Still the same, but I grew up from whatever that was. Still the same, me don't touch, dreaming it, dreaming it does.
Fella almost lost my mind, had to take some time. Chris, TG9, we hold the line and prepare the way, babe. Flowers wither but don't die. Every star aligned, 333 times number 9. Never fade away. If you can put pride to the side, destiny decides. Only one moment in time to change everything. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything to the statue in my mind. It's time forever. I'm such a fool for you. I thought I was tough, turns out I was not. Things we do for love, tell me something. And even with a lot, it still wasn't enough. So you showed me that I'm small and I don't mean anything.
Thank you.
2 step backwards are when I walk. 3 step back, wishing on the star. 4 step down, wishing on the star. 3 stars, but 6 points on the star. Things that look pretty from afar. Too good to be without a flaw. Drew once again the shoulder strong. To be the law, you break the law. I saw a rainbow in the dark. I put a symbol in a song. I put a window in the wall. To the statues in my mind. Stand forever.
You wouldn't believe it when you see. Stand for next to me. Statues in my dream.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. You can find more information about selling records and new releases at 412-821-8484 or atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@WRCT for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is Make Me Cry by Astra King.
Oh, a big girl, no day to like talk. Animals, they in human form. Body man, nobody like walk. But you must hustle if you want job. You no finish, they won't fight us. If them, they run, them no fit catch up. I know they form, say I too righteous. No con, they form, say you too like us. You no get the time for the hate and the bad energy. Got my mind on my money. Make you dance like broccoli. Steady green like broccoli. Standing on my grind.
Today on my bus ride over here, I noticed that the driver had something to say about how close each rider was standing to the bus stop when they were getting on. And if you're just getting on 88.3 FM right now, you're listening to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh. We just heard Lose You from Henrik the Artist's album Friendship. And before that, we heard Rush from Nigerian artist's Aura Star's album 19 and Dangerous. And if you haven't guessed by now, regular listeners, we are in the electronic half of tonight's show. Got some new music. Got a lot of new music coming for you over the coming weeks, but we're not going to have it all in one place, all in one show. We'll give you a few. This is Screenshots featuring Murkage Dave by AC Slater and Badger.
Maybe you wish you were deeper in the sea. That don't mean that much to me, but it's okay. I'm rolling with you anyway. Cause when you're in it, you never know you're in it till the dawn's done. In it, you might blink and then we'll know what this is when the lights come on, when the lights come on. So when I'm gone, please don't share my screenshots. We had a lull, I forgot what all the memes was. Still, if you cut me, I will bleed East London. And if I cut you, you will bleed where you come from. So when I'm gone, please don't share my screenshots. We had a lull, I forgot what all the memes was. Still, if you cut me, I will bleed East London. And if I cut you, you will bleed where you come from. And if I cut you, you will bleed where you come from.
Summer, it's camping season. It's camping season, it's very hot, so I imagine it's dry. So WRCT would like to remind you that just because your campfire looks out does not mean that it is actually out. So before leaving it, follow these simple steps. Drown your embers with water or dirt, stir them, drown them again, and then check with the back of your hand if they feel cold still, or if they feel cold already. By following these steps, you can help prevent wildfire. For more information about that, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sometimes I wish I never felt the influence of you, 'cause now I feel the disconnect like an open wound. Where you once were, there is a space that runs as deep as hell. But every
so
Was Room for Happiness, V3, featuring Skylar Grey by Cascade from Fire and Ice V3. And before that, we heard Detective Chimp by Ari Bald and CJ Scott. We're coming up on the fall sports season, so WRCT would like to remind all of you that each year, more than 3 million athletes suffer a sports-related brain injury known as a concussion. Sometimes the effects can be serious, especially if they return to play, that is, the athlete, too soon before it's safe. According to the American Academy of Neurology, any athlete who is suspected of having a concussion should be removed from play until evaluated by a doctor who is training in sports concussion. This is for all athletes and all levels of play, so play it safe. You can protect your brain from concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology and WRCT, and you can learn more about concussions, presumably, at AAN.com. All right, we've got room for just one or two or one and a half more songs here on From the Basement before the Moxster takes over at 9 p.m. So we're closing here with a song from my favorite techno artist, Alignment. It's Gravity, back from 2016. I've been going back through his whole discography. It's great music when you need to sit down for like 3 hours. Just bang out some work. It's also great for standing up for 3 hours and banging out some dancing. Well, it's almost 9 p.m., which means it's almost time for me to hand it off. I'll see you here next week. I'll be here next week, August 11th, and then I'll be out of town for a few weeks, but I'll have just one Friday away, in which you'll hear a rerun. I've got a few conferences to attend. I've got a conference for hanging out with my coworkers, a conference to learn more about tax collection, and a conference of drinking beer at the lake with my friends. It'll be a good time. I'll be here next week, August 11th, same time, same place, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on WRCT.org or 88.3 FM on your dial at WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council. Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.